Dave, got a really stinking question for you. Andrew Weissel says, if temperature is a measure of the average speed of molecules in a material, what is the temperature of a perfect vacuum?
Yeah, that is a very good question. It is often not very well defined. For something to have a temperature, it's got to have something in it to measure the temperature of. A perfect vacuum with no atoms, you can't measure the temperature of the atoms. So what's left in the vacuum, quite often there's light going through the vacuum, there's photons. There's very, very little, I don't know anywhere in the universe where there's not really any photons there. So you couldn't try and measure the temperature of the photons. The problem is quite often the photons don't have a well-defined temperature. They're not interacting with each other and sort of averaging out enough. So there'll be lots of very high energy photons, might be a load of X-ray photons and not very many microwave photons. So you can do it on the photons, but often it's not very well defined.
Well, that's a better answer than I could have given. Thank you very much, Dave.